This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The House Appropriations Committee proposing a spending bill that could help the dairy industry. Joining us with an update is Chris Galen, the Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. So, Chris, what are some of the priorities of this spending bill that would help the dairy industry?
This is the annual appropriations bill that governs how much the USDA and the Food and Drug Administration can spend on several discretionary programs. And there are several things in there that are very interesting and important to the dairy sector. One of them is that this extends the provision that National Milk helped to secure last year to ensure that low-fat flavored milk can remain an option in schools. You'll recall that some years ago, low-fat flavored milk, oftentimes it's chocolate milk, could only be served in schools if it was fat-free. You could serve 1% white milk, but not 1% flavored milk. And so we worked to get that change because we know that that's a popular option for many kids, and they don't drink as much milk unless it's 1% flavored milk in school. So that process will continue another year under the provision in the spending bill. Another thing this bill does is that it includes $800 million for the Rural Reconnect Program, which is a USDA offering to provide broadband service to eligible rural areas, and that's a significant increase over the current fiscal year spending. There's also some additional money bill for several feeding programs offered by USDA, including the WIC program, the TFAT program, and there's $3 million for the Healthy Fluid Milk Incentives Project, and that's going to help increase milk consumption among households that get the SNAP food stamp benefits.
When we're looking at this spending bill, it's more than just spending. There's some policy measures included in this as well?
Yes, that's absolutely right. This appropriations bill that passed the House Appropriations Committee also contains a couple of other important issues of interest to the dairy farmer community. One of them is that it addresses the FDA's ongoing lack of proper enforcement of dairy standards of identity. And so what the committee does is it, again, puts pressure on FDA to describe how the agency is going to enforce dairy standards of identity. And in particular, of course, we know with all the fake milk and cheese and yogurt and ice cream products and fake butter, this is an expression by the House of Representatives that they want FDA to take action on it. And then the other thing this does that's not really a monetary issue, but it is important to the dairy community, is that it helps direct FDA to update its policies for how ingredient claims for cattle additives are regulated. And in particular, what it means is that if you have a feed additive that could help reduce methane from cattle, it would not have to be regulated as a cattle drug, but could be regulated as something that doesn't require the same amount of scrutiny and time intensiveness to get it approved. And we think that that's going to be very important because we know that there are some additives pending FDA approval that could help address the climate situation by reducing enteric methane from cows. But it's a very laborious process right now under current FDA policy to get those additives approved. And so we're hoping that this smooths the process and will help accelerate the process to bring to market some things that will help dairy farmers deal with the climate change issue.
So really a lot in this spending bill that should kick in here fiscally October 1st, but where do we stand with it now with Congress being out?
Right. Well, we hope that the full House of Representatives will consider this spending measure for USDA and FDA later this summer. Now, on the Senate, they have to come up with their own version of the appropriations bill. That process hasn't really started yet. So the final passage of one uniform spending package to govern USDA and FDA spending is not likely to happen much before October 1st, when the new fiscal year starts. And it's quite possible that things could even be extended. The process could drag out until later in the fall. But we're really hoping that things that we've been talking about here today, Bill, will get included because they're all of significant importance to dairy farmers.
Thank you for the update. Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation.